Well, everybody, as you know from your agenda, Christy Hobbs, the general counsel at Northwest Independent School District, was set to present Ted Lasso and lawyer ethics. Just learned that Christy is not here to join us, but somehow, due to what must be unbelievable connections, she has been able to procure Coach Ted Lasso to be here to present Ted Lasso on lawyer ethics. And if you aren't a fan of the hit TV show called Ted Lasso, Coach Ted Lasso is an American college football coach who travels to England to coach a soccer team. And I'm sure we're all going to enjoy hearing from, and please join me in welcoming Coach Ted Lasso to the stage.
Well, howdy. It is great to be with you all this afternoon. Our central question this afternoon is, what can we learn from a fictional soccer coach about attorney ethics? And what can we learn about being better lawyers and practicing law in better and more effective ways from this fictional Ted Lasso? If you're not familiar with the show, I'm going to provide some background for you as we go. We're going to watch some clips from the show, so we'll get you caught up. So Ted Lasso is a professional soccer coach coaching a team in England, AFC Richmond. When he is hired, he doesn't know anything about soccer. He was an American football coach who won a national championship, and he was hired in part to sabotage the team. But he is Midwestern nice and sweet and kind, and the show, if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend watching it. It's on Apple TV. I can't get through a single episode without getting a little bit misty-eyed, and if you can do that, you're a stronger person than I am. But he's got a whole host of characters that we'll talk about. And one of the things that I especially appreciate about the show is the dialogue and the script writing. Like I said, he's Midwestern nice, and he's very folksy, and he's got these just fabulous one-liners that he just rolls off the tongue throughout the dialogue. And I've got several of these on the screen for you. One that we're going to focus on that actually has some relevance to the disciplinary rules is the last one about competence. Again, when he was hired, he was not a soccer coach. He didn't know about soccer. And in one of his early press conferences, he comments that, heck, you could fill two internets with what I don't know about football. And as we're familiar with Rule 1.01 of the Texas Disciplinary Rules, a lawyer shall not continue or accept employment in a legal matter that's beyond the lawyer's competence unless the lawyer is partnering up with someone, an attorney who is competent in that area, or the other exception is if it's an emergency and the lawyer limits their work on the matter to what is needed in that particular emergency. And so we might ask, was Mr. Lasso, if he was an attorney, would he be violating ethical rules when he took that job to coach soccer, knowing nothing about the sport? And I think we have to go down and look at what makes a good coach. Certainly, you have to have knowledge of the sport that you're coaching, but you also have to know people and how to motivate people. And I think being a good coach and being a good mentor of lawyers requires both that technical competency, but also understanding people and how people operate and how to motivate other people to be their best. And so I think he certainly has that second part in motivating people. The first part, though, about technical competence, he didn't have it. But I think he probably didn't violate the rules on this subpoint one, because he did partner with other coaches who coached with him and who did have extensive experience with the sport, including my favorite member of the cast, Roy Kent, a soccer player turned coach who can't get through a sentence without tossing an F-bomb out somewhere. He and I are kindred spirits in that way. So lots to learn from Mr. Lasso, and primarily I think we can learn how to mentor young lawyers and how to mentor colleagues who are working with us in our firms and our organizations. Rule 5.01 of the disciplinary rules set out the responsibilities of a supervising lawyer, and it does make, when we are supervising other attorneys, we can be held accountable for their violations of the rules.